Well, today we're going to talk about the Ankrum Opera House and one of the series that they have going on there, especially one of the shows that is going on and coming to the Ankrum Opera House. For those of you who are not aware, the Ankrum Opera House is only about from Sharon, Connecticut, at most 20-25 minutes to the north and a little to the west. But they're just doing amazing things and have been doing amazing things and bringing entertainment there that I don't think you'll see within a 50-mile radius of our area, even with all the entertainment and with all the great places we have to go. And today we'll be speaking with Celeste Lacine, who is an author, an actor, screenwriter, and the Poof Company will be at the Ankrum Opera House. And I guess we're going to delve into this and find out exactly what's going on. Celeste, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's so great to talk to you.
Now, let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the performance that's coming up on July 8th, 9th, and 10th. This is part of the Summer Play Lab series at the Ankrum Opera House. So let's talk about, a little bit about what people can expect to see.
You know, it's the way that I describe it is that it's basically it's a public performance of hope. You know, I just look around and I just see so many people unable to summon their hope in the face of everything that's going on in the world right now, and or to use their imagination to try to figure a way to the other side of this difficulty that we're in. And so I take a rather lighthearted approach to it, to a serious subject. And basically what we are is we're a little company of fairies. And I use fairies in the sort of storybook and fairy tale sort of genre, but also in the sense that, you know, when I was a kid, I was often called a fairy, which I found very confusing when I was little, because at first I thought it was a compliment. And, you know, because I loved fairies, as any little child does. And then I realized it wasn't so nice. A compliment. They didn't mean it complimentary. And so I started to think about the things that fairies know, you know, both the sort of magical fairies and also the queer fairies, and what we know about survival and what we know about making things better and just making everything more fabulous. And I decided that I would sort of conflate the two of those things and create a little bit of public magic, which I call Poof.
Listening to you talk and explain a little bit about Poof, and I think your premise of getting through to the other side is so on the mark. We've had 2 years, first of all, of pandemic that we've had to get through, and for some of us before that we had 4 years of something that we had to get through, and now with the social upheaval that we're going through right now, we do have to get through to the other side. We have to cut through the chase, and we have to be entertained, we have to be informed, we have to be enlightened. I just think that is such a great basis for what you're doing.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that theater does and does so well is it gives us a place where we can gather. First of all, it's so amazing to be back in the theater and to be, you know, with other human beings and do this work that we all need to do, which is to sit together in a space, some, you know, kind of in the dark, trying to figure our way forward as a group. And use our imagination to be able to just really create the future. You know, I do, as you probably know, I'm the co-founder of the Trevor Project, which is a suicide prevention and crisis intervention lifeline for LGBT and questioning young people. It's been around for 25 years, and it was inspired by a film that I wrote called Trevor, which won an Academy Award in 1995. And that was basically me telling my story of surviving as a queer person. And, you know, I saw the value at that time of story and how a story that, and when I was, you know, when I first performed that story on stage, Trevor, it was only 10 minutes long. And it made a, and then we made a short film, which was 15 minutes long. And I just look and see what that story has done in the world. And I think, I never could have imagined that. I mean, that was just beyond my comprehension that such a thing could have happened, have led to so much and saved so many lives. So I really see the power of story, and I see the power of people using their imaginations to be able to change the culture. And we just really need to change the pH balance of the world that we're living in right now, like really quickly. And I don't think that people do it by being scolded at, you know, being scolded or being reprimanded because they're doing it wrong. They just need the opportunity to get together and figure out how to do it together as a group. And so that's what POOF is really about. It's about giving people the opportunity to forge a way forward into the unknown in a way that's actually enjoyable.
Is this what we're going to see in POOF? Is this a culmination of many years worth of work, or is this something you sat down and you started at one place, let's say with Trevor, and then you moved on from there? Is this a culmination of that, or is this something totally different?
Well, you know, I've been doing solo shows since, I think the first one I did was in 1985 off-Broadway, and then I did another one in 95 off-Broadway, and then I did another one in 2015 off-Broadway, and then I travel around the United States, you know, both before and after the New York run. Like, I work on them, and then I get it, I figure it out, and then I bring it to New York, and then when it's a success, then I travel around the United States with it. And I've been doing this since, you know, a long time. But this one is really, it's so special to me because it's happening right now, A. But B, because, you know, Paul and Jeff, who run the Ankrum Opera House, called me up last year and they invited me to write a piece that I would perform outside. And as it turned out, I was already in the process of writing this piece. I didn't realize that what I was doing, I was just writing a piece about nature and about the beauty of the natural world and how we're going to save it and what can we do inside of ourselves to make the world a better place. And so they gave me the opportunity to actually perform it last summer as part of their plein air plays, which they commission people to write a play. They put them on, in this case, they put them on outdoors, which was thrilling. I performed under a 200-year-old tree, which is the best co-star I've ever had. and then they invited me back this summer as part of their director's lab, or the development lab that they have every summer. And I've added some other people to it. I've added music to it. It just seemed like it wanted other people involved on stage, and also it, you know, being that it's about fairies, it definitely needed some music. So this is the next step in building a piece that, I just hope it moves people, and then I hope it moves out into the world.
Now, this leads me to the next question, which I was thinking about. As somebody who's performed alone, a solo act, and as someone who was also in that process, a screenwriter, an actor, an author. Is there any particular part of your career that you like more than others, or is it basically you are what you are at a particular time of your life? One time you're an author, one time you're a screenwriter. Are they all equally balanced?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that it really occurred to me, you know, some time ago, but it was such a a revelation because it made sense to me suddenly what I do, which is basically I'm a storyteller. And I tell stories. And I tell those stories with the hope that they will inspire other people to tell their stories. And often those stories require different genres, right? Like a story just, it wants to be told as a solo show, or, in some cases, like a show I did in 2015, it's called The Absolute Brightness of Leonard Peltke. That started off as a book that I wrote, a young adult novel. And then, 10 years later, I was like, wait, I think I want to tell this story to adults. And I figured out a way to be able to create it as a one-person show. And it's now, almost 10 years later, it's being it's made into a film, which is very exciting, I'm not in the film, like I would be other people. So sometimes a story just moves through different genres. Sometimes it's particular to one genre. But what's at the heart of it all is storytelling, because I really, really believe that stories are the thing that we all understand so deeply inside ourselves. And, a story can move people across, political lines and across racial lines and gender lines. Like, it sort of moves people outside of their differences and into their sameness, which is, of course, just, being human.
We are speaking with Celeste Lacine, who will be at the Ankrum Opera House July 8th, 9th, and 10th. Poof. And, listening to what you say, you're right. Everybody does like a story because, everybody with their lives writes their own story. It's not often where you can take your own story and what you've been through and successfully transfer it so other people can understand not only your life and your story as it goes, but how it reflects and might change their life.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we all have to do, you're so right, is that we all have to understand our own story, right? That's the first step. We have to understand that we're not the victim of circumstances and that, we have to find a story we can live with that hopefully is contributing something to the greater story that we're all living in together.
This is one of the great things about the Ankrum Opera House, Celeste, is that what they do is really open up their company in various ways for people to be not only entertained, but also open up boundaries that people wouldn't have even thought of opening up in their mind until they see something like what you're going to do July 8th, 9th, and 10th.
And also they had a wonderful thing they just did, which was the Real Stories, Real People.
Yep.
Where they work with people to tell their real stories, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. I just did a workshop with 10 people who came to learn more about how to tell stories, and that was a thrill. And I just think that, what the Ankrum Opera House does in terms of making space for artists to really explore is such a valuable thing that's needed in the culture, for us to be able to find the space, the audience, the support, to be able to tell the stories that can really move people to action, even within themselves or within society. And they are so great at bringing in people who just really have something to say. I'm so grateful to them.
Well, once again, Poof, the company, will be at the Ankrum Opera House, July 8th, 9th, and 10th. If you want tickets or more information, ankrumoperahouse.org/poof. That's ankrumoperahouse.org/poof. So now when you're finished with what you're doing at the Ankrum Opera House, are you also moving on and traveling other places as well and presenting something like this?
Yeah, I'm doing it again in Kingston the weekend of the 23rd of July, and then I'm doing it in Provincetown in August, and then I don't know. Then we'll see. I'm going to see what the next step is. Usually, it presents itself, which is a beautiful part of the magic, is that an opportunity suddenly arises. I just was up in Provincetown, and I did a presentation of it for a group of people, and you know, they invited me back to do it in August. So, you know, when the piece has something to say, and when people are listening, poof, the next opportunity arises. Well, and by the way, I just love when people say the word poof. It tickles me. Just hearing you say the word poof makes me so happy.
Well,
say it again.
Thank you for joining us. And obviously your life's work not only involves acting and writing and everything, but helping other people. And just keep up the great work. And it's been a pleasure meeting you.
It's wonderful talking to you, Marshall. Thank you so much.